Would you like to know what those shipping voyages along the coast were like? Then allow me to tell you about Auguste's voyage, just as our grandparents told us about it. When he was just 12, Auguste Galli was part of the crew of the small Yagout you see here, the Our Lady of Loreto. One September morning, at the break of dawn, Auguste bade his parents farewell on the beach of Yorette. Loaded with empty wooden barrels, corks, beans, chestnuts and pine nuts, the little ship set sail for the port of Cadiz, always staying close to the coast. Hard work awaited Auguste, loading and unloading the merchandise as his feet sunk into the sand. The terror of storms and rough seas were in store for him too. And the excitement of seeing the immense port of Cadiz for the first time, where the captain of the Our Lady of Loreto would sell the merchandise he had transported and would purchase exotic and unknown produce brought from the colonies by impressive frigates. Produce as exotic and unknown as cotton, tobacco, cocoa, coffee, sugar. With its new cargo, the Our Lady of Loreto and Auguste headed back for home. They still had to stop at the port of Alicante, and particularly at the port of Barcelona, where they would be paid handsomely for their cargo from Cadiz. Delighted with his successful trip and everything he had experienced, Auguste returned home in the month of April. He had spent months far from his home and family. But still, for weeks after, he would close his eyes and remember the nights on deck, under the stars, listening to the stories told by the oldest sailors, who had a different tale to tell every night. Through the story of Auguste, children in my day, and children today as well, I'm sure, could better understand what those coastal trading voyages were like. Now, visitor, let's go up to another floor.